Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated in memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Aleha Shalom. It begins on Daf Tes Amid Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar edition, two lines from the top of the Amid and two words from the end of the line with the words V'hen Ashkachnan. In the Vilna edition, it can be found on Daf Vav Amid Beis. We are in the middle of a sugya based on the Mishnah on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, concerning the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. When is the time until when a person is allowed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And the way the Yerushalmi learns the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, as the Charedim explains on Daf Aleph Amid Beis here in the Yerushalmi, that their machlokas is concerning B'shach B'cha. Does B'shach B'cha mean when all people lie down, and they lie down to go to sleep before Chatzos, and therefore, according to Chachamim, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis can only be said until Chatzos, or, like Rabbi Gamliel, who understands B'shach B'cha to mean when people are actually sleeping, and people sleep until Alos HaShachar. So the way the Yerushalmi understands this machlokas is that there's a fundamental disagreement in what B'shach B'cha means. Does it mean going to sleep, or does it mean actually sleeping? The Bavli in Brachas Daf Tes Amid Aleph learns that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Gamliel against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says B'shach B'cha when people begin to go to sleep, which is until the end of the first Mishmar. And the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Bavli, are both of the opinion that B'shach B'cha means when a person is actually sleeping, which is T'lalos. Except the Rabbanan are of the opinion that a Gzeira must be made, a Geder, that a person should not come home and eat and drink and fall asleep. And since he has a lot of time to say Kriya Shema, it'll come out that he'll fall asleep and he won't say Kriya Shema at all. And therefore, the Chachamim feel that we have to make a Shmira, a Geder, that he has to finish before Chatzos. But in the concept of B'shach B'cha, according to the Bavli, they agree with Rabbi Gamliel that it means when people are sleeping, which is a whole night until Alos. However, according to the Yerushalmi, the way the Charedim explained it, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim are arguing in what B'shach B'cha means. So the Gemara here has the following problem. When Rabbi Gamliel's children came to him, and they had not said Kriya Shema before Chatzos, and they asked him, are we allowed to say Kriya Shema? And he said, yes, you're allowed to say it until Alois. According to the Yerushalmi, that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, how could Rabbi Gamliel tell his children to follow his Psak, when we know Yochid V'Rabim Halacha V'Karabim? Even though Rabbi Gamliel felt differently than the Chachamim, but he has to abide by the Psak of the Rabim. And the Chachamim, who are the Rabim, said that B'shach B'cha means when people go to sleep, all people, which is until Chatzos. So how could Rabbi Gamliel tell his children that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, before Alos HaShachar? And the Gemara brought already two examples, one concerning Rabbi Meir, the other concerning Rabbi Akiva, where they had a fundamental machlokas with the Chachamim, with the Rabbim, and even though they disagreed with the Rabbim, when it came halacha l'maisa, they went along with the Rabbim. And now we're going to bring a third story, which has to do with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and then the Gemara is going to ask, if we see three cases where the Yochid, who was arguing on the Rabbim, nevertheless, when it came halacha l'maisa, he went along with the Rabbim, how in our Mishnah could Rabbi Gamliel, who was arguing with the Chachamim, tell his children that they should follow his psak and not that of the Chachamim, who are the Rabbim? Begins the Gemara two lines from the top of Daf Tes Amid Aleph, V'hen Ashkachnan, the Rab Shimon Polagal Rabbanan. Where do we find that Rab Shimon ben Yochai argues on the Rabbanan, V'loy Ovad Uvde Kavasei, and yet when it came halacha l'maisa, he did not act according to his own psak, but rather he went along with the Rabbin because of the rule of Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim? Where do we find this? Kai de Taninen Tamon, as we learned elsewhere in a Mishnah in Shvi'is Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Rab Shimon Oimer, Rab Shimon says, Kol ha-svichin mutorin, all svichin are mutter. Svichin are after growth that grows spontaneously from seeds that fell. And we have a machlokas between the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim, how to learn pshat. In this Mishnah, the Pnei Moshe is learning that these were svichin that grew spontaneously on Shemitah. And his pshat follows that scenario. We will go like the Charedim, who learns that the svichin here actually grew spontaneously Erev Shemitah, in the sixth year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. But now they were grown and plucked on Shemitah itself. And the question is, do all the halachas of Shemitah apply to these svichin, which were really grown Erev Shemitah? So Rav Shimon says, Kol ha-svichin, all aftergrowth that grew Erev Shemitah, if they were plucked on Shemitah, mutarin, they do not have the dinim of Shemitah associated with them. Chutz, the only exception is misvichei kruv, the aftergrowth of the cabbage. Why is the cabbage different? She'ein k'yaitze behen b'yirakai sada. Because there are no other vegetables in the field that grow like them. As the Charedim explains, and he brings this from Rabbeinu Shamshon in Divrei Maschil de Tanin and Tamon. Rabbeinu Shamshon says that svichim shegodlu b'shviyas asirim and atarish. Svichim that grew in shviyas are, of course, asirim the Torah, and then he brings a pasuk to show this. But as the Charedim continues, ha d'shori rabin shimin, and this is approximately 8 lines before it gets wide. They were harvested in Shemitah, but they grew in the sixth year. So those are all permitted. They grow very quickly, and they grow very large. He will collect them, and he will think that the ones he's collecting grew in the sixth year, and therefore they're mutter. And therefore, the Rabbanan said that these are prohibited, because you can confuse the ones that grew on the sixth and the ones that grew on the seventh. Avol shar yirakeis, yesh ben heker, dechigadlu b'shviyas hayuktanim. The ones that are new that grew in shviyas, those are very small. The ones that grew Erev Shriyas, those are large by other vegetables. So therefore, it's very easily to distinguish whether they grew last year, Erev Shemitah, or this year on Shemitah. And therefore, the ones that are big and grew last year, there's no reason to forbid them. The only ones that are usher are the Svichei Kruv, which actually may have grown last year, but since they grow very quickly, so even the new ones that grew in the seventh year are not small, they're large. And therefore, it is a very easy way to make a mistake to think they're from the sixth year when they're actually from the seventh year, because they do something that no other vegetable does, and that is they grow large very quickly. And therefore, it's very easy to make a mistake between the sixth and seventh year. So the Rabbanan said, even those that grew in the sixth year are prohibited because they may be from the seventh and the person will think they're from the sixth. But that doesn't apply by other vegetables where it's a clear difference between the sixth and the seventh. One is large, the sixth. One is small, the seventh. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. Chachamim Oimrim, Kol HaSvichin Asurin, as the Charedim concludes, V'Rabbonin Osru Kol HaSvichim, SheGadol B'Shishis Otu Svichei Kruv. The Rabbonin said that not only are we forbidding the Svichei Kruv like Reb Shimon says, but because of the Svichei Kruv, we're going to forbid all aftergrowth, but because people might make a mistake. If the other aftergrowth is mutter, they'll think the Svichei Kruv also mutter, and therefore that was all part of the gzeirah concerning the Svichei Kruv, that other svichin are usher as well. This is the machloikas between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, which we find in the Mishnah in Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And now the Gemara relates a story concerning the Svichei Kruv. Reb Shimon ben Yoichai, Ovid Uvda B'Shmitza, he did a certain incident in Shemitah, and actually this was not concerning the Svichei Kruv, this was concerning Svichim of other vegetables. Chama, he saw, Chad, one person, Malakeit Svichei Shviyas, he was collecting the Svichim on Shviyas, but they had grown Erev Shviyas. Amar Lei, so Reb Shimon said to this person, Veles Usser, isn't this Usser to do? V'lav svicheninen, are they not svichen? And all svichen are prohibited from any vegetable, even if it grew on the sixth, because we make exera other vegetables because of sviche kruv, which are prohibited. Amar Lei, so this person who was collecting the svichim on Shemitah said, v'loy at hu sh'at matir, aren't you the one, Reb Shimon bar Yochai? You are the one who, in the Mishnah in Shvi, is Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, you're the one who says that all other vegetables are permitted. It's only the Svichei Kruv that are Usser. So what's wrong with what I'm doing? I'm not collecting Svichei Kruv. I'm collecting Svichim from other vegetables that grew on the sixth year, and they're Mutter. You said so. Amar Lei, so Reb Shimon responded, Ve'ein Chavei Recholken Alai. Don't my friends, the Chachamim, don't they argue on me? I'm outnumbered. Yachid v'rab malachik rab, you have to follow the majority. The Kare Aloi and Rab Shimon ben Yochai called on this person who didn't listen to the gzeir of the Chachamim to forbid all svichim, even from other vegetables, even if they grew in the sixth year, but it was usher to collect them during the seventh year. They did have a din of Shemitah because of the gzeir of the Chachamim. On him, he called the pasuk upayritz geder shechenu nachash. The pasuk in Kehelas perik yud pasuk ches. He who breaks the fence, referring to the geder of the gzeira of the chachamim, yishechenu nachash, a snake should bite him. V'chein havisle, and so it was that a snake bit this perpetrator of going against the gzeira of the Chachamim. So what do we see from the story? That although Reb Shimon ben Yochai paskened that other svichim that grew in the sixth year are permitted in the seventh year against the Chachamim, but when it came Alach Lamaisa, he paskened like the Chachamim. And now comes the Gemara's question, based on the three stories, the two stories that we had on Dav Ches in the last year from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, and the story that we had in this year concerning Reb Shimon ben Yochai. From all these stories, we see that when it came halacha lemaisa, the yachid was mevatel his das to the rabbim because of the rule of yachid v'rab malach k'rabim. And when it came halacha lemaisa, he paskened like the majority. Asked the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel of our Mishnah concerning until when a person can say Kriya Shema at night, Poligal Rabbanan, he's arguing on the Rabbanan, Va'avad Uvdekav Asay, and he told his children, you can say Kriya Shema until Alos, and he paskened to them that they should follow his, Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. What happened to Yachid Rab Malach Rabim? What about the precedent that was set by these three great Talmidei Chachamim, Rab Meir, Rab Akiva, Rab Shimon ben Yochai, that even if they disagreed with the Rabim, they followed the Rabim when it came Alach Lamaisa? How could Rabbi Gamliel tell his children to follow his own personal halach and not go like the Chachamim, that they should only say Kriya Shema until Chatzais? Answers the Gemara, Shan Yahacha, here is different, Shehi Lashinun, because here it is for articulation, as the Haredim brings down on the first medium line, Shehi Lashinun, Lashin Vishinantam Levanecha, and you should articulate the words of Torah to your children. And here in the Mefarsh we have two pshatim in what the Gemara's teretz is, why Rabbi Gamliel told his children to go till Alos and not like the Chacham until Chatzos. The Sefer Sharei Yerushalmi explains that if we turn to Daftes on the Beis here in the Yerushalmi, it also happens to be Daftes on the Beis in the Bavli, the second Mishnah, or what the Yerushalmi calls Halacha Beis, at the end of that Halacha, it states, HaKoyre Mikan Ve'elech Loi Hivsit Ka'odim Shu Koyre Batayra. If someone reads Kriya Shema after the third hour of the day, which is the end of Zman Kriya Shema, he has not missed, because it's like a person who's learning Torah. He still has the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying here, that it's an inyan of shinun. You can still fulfill the inyan of Talmud Torah, even though Rabbi Gamaliel held l'halacha l'maaseh that we have to pass on like the Chachamim, that there is no mitzvah of Kriyishma after Chatzos, but there's still the inyan of Limud HaTorah. Just like you have Limud HaTorah after Kriyishma Shel Shacharis in saying Kriyishma, so too you'll have Limud HaTorah after the Kriyishma of Arvis if you said it too late. So the Rabban and Rabbi Gamliel is saying, will agree to me that there's still an inyan for you to say Kriyat Shema because of the inyan of Shinun, because of the inyan of Ishinantam Levanecha, of articulating words of Torah. So learns the Shara Yerushalmi. The Haredim himself, and we'll find the Haredim at the first wide line, at the bottom, Chayovin Lav Dafka. What it means over here, that it's like someone who is reading Torah, and when Rabbi Gamliel said to his children, Chayovin, if it's not yet alois, you're mechuyev, the Haredim says he didn't mean you're mechuyev for Kriyishma of the nighttime. It's only like someone who's paying up a debt, just like if someone forgot to daven Shmoneh Esrei, so he has tashlumen by the next tefillah. The Amor and Repair Tefillah is a shachar. The Yesh lo tashlumen. A person forgot mincha, he can daven two Shmoneh Esrei at marv. He forgot marv, he can daven two Shmoneh Esrei at shachris. Im Kain. Then the Gemara has a kasha, which we'll soon see. Let's skip this next few words. V'chein matzasi kasev diyesh peroyan likriyishma bishma hasmuch lo ketfilah. The Haredim says, I found that just like we are used to the fact that there is a tashlumen for a missed Shmona Esrei, as we mentioned, you missed Mincha, you can daven to at Marav. You missed Marav, you can daven to Shmoneh Esrei at Shacharis. So too, if you miss Kriyishma, you can pay it up with the next Kriyishma. So according to the Sharei Yerushalmi, what the Gemara is saying here, Shehi L'Shinun means Vishnantul Vanecha, articulate words of Torah, like Kriyishma Shel Shacharis, Hakayra Mikan Ve'elech Lehivsit, Ka'adam Hakayra Yibatayra, so to hear, Ram Gamliel was telling his children, forget about the mitzvah of Kriyishma, that you missed, but you should still say it, because at least you're having the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. According to the Haredim, it's a focus on Tashlumen. You're not Chayiv, your original Chiyiv, because that is lost. I agree, you have to go like the Chachamim. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you can make it up. Just like you can make up a lost Shmoneh Esrei, you can make up a lost Kriyishma. And the Rabbana will be moited to me that you should make it up. And the Haredim says an interesting thing, that he found that just like there's a Peroyan, a makeup for Shmoneh Esrei, there's a makeup for Kriyishma as well. These are the two Mahalchim of the Shari Yushami and the Haredim. Ask the Gemara, Me'ata, if this is Rabban Gamliel's rationale, his reasoning, so if so, why did he tell them only till Aloysa Shachar, Af Mashiyala Moida Shachar? Let's go with the pshat of the Shari Yushami. If it's an inyan of learning Torah, then he could, even if they missed Alos, they could still say Kriyishma of Arvis as Talmud Torah. Why did he tell him to stop at Alos? And according to the Haredim, Lachar will have to learn the pshat, that why do you say that the Zman HaPeroyan is only until Alois, just like by Shmoneh Esrei, you go from the Marav Shmoneh Esrei to the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei, and you have two Shmoneh Esreis at Shacharis, so by Kriyishma, you'll have until the next Kriyishma. You'll say two Kriyishmas, one for Shacharis, and the second one will be a Teshlumen for Marav, just like you do by two Shmoneh Esrei. So why do you stop at Alois Shachar? May Ata ask the Gemara, Af Mishiyala Amara Shachar. There should still be a inyan of Piroyon to make up for the lost Kriyishma. So therefore, because of this question, the Gemara does not like the answer, and we remain with a question, how could Rabbi Gamliel tell his children to say Kriya Shema until Alos? But now the Gemara gives a final teretz. The Is, the boy, Meimer, there are those who want to give a different teretz. Tamon, by the three cases that we had where the Yochid, although he didn't hold of what the Rabbim said, he still was mevatel his das to the Rabbim because of Yochid v'Rabbim, Halachik v'Rabbim. The three cases of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, over there, hayu yechaylin l'kaim derech hachamim. Let's take the case that we learned in today's shir. When Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai saw this person who was plucking the svichim, he told him, aren't these usher? In other words, since we pass like the Chachamim, don't get involved in Isurin. It's before the fact. Why are you doing something now which goes against what the Chachamim said? The Chachamim treated these Svichim like they were Svichei Shvius. So why are you taking them and using them when, according to the Chacham, there's a din of Shvius on it? So it's Before the fact, of course, you have to go like the Chachamim. So Taman, in all those three cases, they could uphold the words of the Chachamim. Therefore, Rab Meir, or Rab Akiva, or Rab Shimon Yochai, each told that we have to follow the Chachamim. But Baram, Bar Hocha, here, Kvar Over Chatzois, here it's after the fact, Chatzos is already over. They were coming, his children, from the Beis HaMishnah, and they were saying, we missed Chatzos. We can't do what the Chachamim said anymore. Omar Lon, so then Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Oivdin Uvdekava, say, now that you cannot do like the Chachamim, do like me. And the Haredim explains, and this is at the end of the third wide line, V'nimtza, deladase Yerushalmi deloy hayro lahem la'asid likros adam ader shachar. According to the Yerushalmi's final answer, Rabbi Gamliel was not telling his children that this is what I want you to do in a future case. Ela ato now sheshasu, you drank, v'avru amayin, and the time has elapsed. Amar lahu, he told him in this situation, sheyikru k'moysam, Gam heim kisher amru loy like karina shmak far heim yoidim shalach karab machalkem alav. When they asked their father, what should we do now? We know that the Allah is like the Chacham against you, yachid v'ram malach karabim. V'hachi amru, they said to their father, kimitztarim oy kishachachnu likrei shma be'esek ha-mishnah. We were busy with the Mishnah and we feel terrible, we forgot to say kriya shma. Amar lahem, on that Rabbi Gamliel responded, afal pishalach karabim. I'm not passing like the Yochid against the Rabbim. I know that Loch is like the Rabbim. But ka'ecf shalas is kamoisam. Now, in this scenario where it's already after Chatzos, you cannot do anymore like the Chachamim. Now I'm telling you, asu kamoini bidi evid. You have no other alternative. At least be mekayim the mitzvah like me. Even though you're not being mekayim like the Chachamim, you have no other choice. Ein breira. And therefore, in this scenario, I'm telling you, follow me. Of course, in a future case, l'chatchila, of course, you have to go like a chachamim. The halach is like them until chatzos. So explains the Haredim, the Gemara's final teretz on the kasha of how Rabbi Gamliel could tell his children that they could say Kriya Shema until alos. The next piece of the Gemara in the Vilna edition, we find, as is written here in the Pnei Moshe, in the left-hand column, Piska v'loy zubel vad. Piska means the next part of the Mishnah states. In the Oz V'Hodor edition here, we don't have those words, but it is referring, according to both Girses, back to the Mishnah on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph. So let's refer there for a moment. Three lines from the bottom of the Mishnah. Loi Zubel Vad Amru. It's not just by Kriya Shema. Rabbi Gamliel is telling his children that the mitzvah is a whole night, but the Chachamim said only until Chatzos. Ela kol she'amru Chachamim ad Chatzos, mitzvahs nachiyala amur ha-shachar. Everything, in every case where the Chachamim said until Chatzos, the mitzvah is really a whole night until dawn. Hekter chalav ve'ivorim, being makter the fats and the limbs on the mizbeach, mitzvahs nachiyala amur ha-shachar. The mitzvah is a whole night until amur ha-shachar. Kol ha'nechol yom echad, all korbanos that are eaten for one day and one night, as the Haredim here brings down chatas, oshrim, kivsi atzeres, menachas, and taida. So the din is mitzvah nachiyal amud hashachar. One can eat it a day and a night until amud hashachar. Im kein lomer amur chacham at chatzos. So why in all of these cases did the chacham say until chatzos? Kidei laharchik as adam and avera, to keep a person back from doing an avera, that a person shouldn't think he has a whole night, he has a lot of time, and then he'll come to not do what he's supposed to do, he'll bring korbanos to nicer. Therefore, the Chacham said, you only have until chatzos. So it is clear from our Mishnah that the cases that are listed in our Mishnah, min ha-Torah, are permitted a whole night. The Rabbanan came along and made a gzeira, a geder, that it's only permitted until chatzos. And now let us see what the Yerushalmi here does with that part of the Mishnah. Says the Yerushalmi, Hektor chlovim ve'evorim ve'achilas psachim mitzvos nachiyal amud hashachar. So the Yerushalmi introduces a phrase which we didn't have in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph. And that is achilas psachim. We had Hektor chlovim ve'evorim, but we did not have achilas psachim. And in fact, Yerushalmi is going to comment on that. Anan tanina achilas psachim. As the Haredim explains, and this Haredim is six lines from the bottom of the Amud, in Divrei HaMaskel, Hektor chlovim ve'evorim, says the Haredim, Ochaz Yerushalmi lashon ha-mishnah v'omer sha-girsa mekubelas bi-yadom b'mishnah hikach, Hektor chlovim, and then achilas psachim. V'omer, so the Yerushalmi is telling us that there's actually a machloik is Bavli Yerushalmi, whether we're gores in our Mishnah Achilas Psachim. The way we had the Mishnah here, even in the Yerushalmi, was the way the Bavli has it, which is that we do not list Achilas Psachim. Anan, says the Yerushalmi, Taninan Achilas Psachim. Our girsa we accepted is that we do have the phrase Achilas Psachim listed in the Mishnah. But is there are those, the Loitani Achilas Psachim. As the Haredim pointed out, that's the Bavli. The Bavli does not have Achilas Psachim in the text of our Mishnah. Man Tana Achilas Psachim Rabbanan. Who is the one who includes Achilas Psachim in the Mishnah? That's the Rabbanan. Or, as the Haredim points out, that in the Bavli we find that actually it is Rabbi Akiva. Uman de Loitani Achilas Psachim Rabbi Eliezer. The one who does not have the gears of Achilas Psachim in the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Eliezer. As the Mephorshim explain, that there's a machloikis until when minat Torah one is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach at night. The sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Bavli, or Rabbanan here in Yerushalmi, is that one min haTorah is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach a whole night until Alos. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Akiva, we include Achilas Psachim in the Mishnah. And that's what Yerushalmi had as a girsa. Why? Because min haTorah, it's a whole night, and yet the Rabbanan held takonis chachamim was that one should only do it until chatzos, not to give a person the luxury of having it a whole night and then forgetting and bringing it lidei nosar when he didn't eat the korban pesach by the time it came to alos. So it fits in with the cases of our Mishnah, which min haTorah are a whole night, and the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, came along and made a geder that it should be ended by chatzos. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's min haTorah that you can only eat the Korban Pesach until chatzos. So then the expression of Achilas Psachim has no place in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about where min haTorah you can go all night, and it is at Takanas Chachamim that you can only do it until chatzos. If the Mishnah were going like Rabbi Eliezer, then min haTorah you can only eat the Korban Pesach until chatzos. That wouldn't fit in to the theme of our Mishnah. And that's what the Yerushalmi says here. Man tana achilas psachim, the one who is goyris Shiras Achilas Pesachim, which is the Yerushalmi's Girsa, that's Rabbanan, that's a sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that Minarais, you can go a whole night. Takonas Chachamim, only till Chatzais. Uman Deloy Tan Achilas Pesachim, the one who is not Goyres Achilas Pesachim, that's the Bavli, because the Bavli was going according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's not a Takonas Chachamim, not to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzais, but rather it's a Din Minatayra. Ask the Gemara, Umay Tamid Rabbi Eliezer, what in fact is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer, why he holds that you can only eat Midaraisa, the Korban Pesach, until Chatzais? Ne, Markan Laila. It says in Shmois Perik Yudbeis Pasuk Ches, the Ochlu Es HaBasar Balaila Hazetz Li'eshu Matzam Ram Yachlu. So when it comes to the eating of Korban Pesach, it uses the word Balaila. And in Bavli, in fact, it says that we're making Xer Shavu from Laila Hazeh. It says concerning Achilas Psachim, Laila Zev, and Namar Lalon, it says four psukim later in Shmos, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, that it says, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Belaila Hazev, Ikesi Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Yod Vabehema. So there it also says, Balaila Hazeh, or as the Yerushalmi here says, Laila. So Ma Laila Shenemer Lahalon Chatzais, just like the Laila, which it says concerning Max Bacharis, when did it happen? At Chatzais. Afkan so too here when it comes to Achilas Pesachim, Rabbi Eliezer holds, we make Gzeir Shava, that it's only until Chatzos. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that Achilas Pesachim min HaTorah, based on this Gzeir Shava, is only until Chatzos. And we now turn to Daf Tes Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara. Now that we have this machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether we're Goyers in the Mishnah, the phrase Achilas Pesachim or not, the Gemara wants to know who is correct, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Amar Rav Chuna, said Rav Chuna, that in fact, the Yerushalmi agrees that the Bavli is correct. The less Khan, all the Mephorshim here, the Chredim, the Pnei Moshe, the Marafulda, the Gra, and the Shinin Neschois on the side, all have that the correct Girsa here is not the word Veles Kain, but Veles Khan Achilas Pesachim. Rav Chuna says that we have to come to the conclusion that the Bavli is correct and not the Yerushalmi. We are not Goyris, as the Yerushalmi said in our Mishnah, Achilas Pesachim, but rather, like the Bavli, that there is no Achilas Pesachim mentioned in our Mishnah. Less kan Achilas Pesachim, afilu kirabonon. As the Charedim explains, even though you would have a tremendous benefit if you would be Goyris Achilas Pesachim in our Mishnah, because then Achilas Pesachim would fit in with all the other cases, that Midaraisa, it's Mutter a whole night, and it's the Rabbanan who set Chatzais. That would be beautiful, that it would be going like the majority opinion, like the Rabbanan. You have that advantage. Even though you have that advantage, Afilu K'Rabbanan, and yet I'm going to prove to you that less kan Achilas Pesachim. We're not Goyris Achilas Pesachim, because the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Eliezer, that you can only eat Midaraisa at a Korban Pesach till Chatzos, and it's not a Takonas Chacham. How do we know this? The Sninan, we learned in a Mishnah, which is in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, Ha Pesach Acher Chatzos, Korban Pesach after Chatzos, when it becomes noiser min atayra, mitami esei adayim, the Rabbanim made a gzera, so that people should be careful that they shouldn't bring a korban pesach lidei noiser. They were mitame the adayim. Anyone who comes in contact with the noiser after chatzos, his hands become tame. So we see that the shear of eating the korban pesach min haTorah is until Chatzos. That's why the Rabbanim were geyser at Tumas Yadayim after Chatzos. So since we have a Stam Mishnah in Pesachim that indicates that the Halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, that one can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, and then it becomes nicer, and that's why there is a Gzeiros Chachamim that the hands become Tameh. So the Charedim says, if your Girsa would be correct in our Mishnah, that Achilas Pesachim Midaraisa is a whole night until the Amudah Shachar, and it's only Midarabonin until Chatzos. So Imke Gir Soscha, says the Charedim and Divri Amaschel de Saninan HaPesach HaChatzos, Kasha Stama Stama. It'll be difficult, the Stam Mishnah in Pesachim, that indicates that the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, that Midaraisa, one can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, with the Stam Mishnah here in Brachas, which would include achilas psachim, if that were the case, that would indicate that korban pesach can be eaten a whole night and only midrabbanan until chatzos. It would be a stira one stam mishnah on the other. And therefore, we have to say that we're not going to sit in our mishnah. Our mishnah is also going like Rabbi Eliezer, which is the stam mishnah in psachim. The only difficulty I had with these words of the Haredim is that the Pnei Moshe, for example, on the Mishnah of Aleph Amid Aleph, states on the words V'loy Zubel Vad Kula Milsa Deram Gamaliel Hidam Labanav. This last part of the Mishnah, V'loy Zubel Vad Amru El Kol Shamru Chacham Ad Chatzos Mitzvas Hashalom Hashachar, that was part of what Ram Gamaliel was explaining to his sons. L'chayre, that's not a stam mishnah. Those are the words of Rabbi Gamaliel. Why does the Haredim say it'll be a contradiction, stama astama? Unless we say that the Haredim holds, not like the Pnei Moshe, perhaps, that v'loy zu b'lvad is not the words of Rabbi Gamaliel, but these were the words of Rebbe, and then it would be a contradiction, one stam mishnah on another. If anyone has any insight into why the Haredim called the words of Rabbi Gamaliel stama, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. So based on what Rabbi Chunna is saying, it comes out that the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli, and perhaps that's why the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi also is like the Bavli, that we do not have the girsa of Achilas Psachim in our Mishnah, because Achilas Psachim is not midrabbanan until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a din derais that we learn out of Gzeir Shava from Makis Bechairis that Achilas Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos min hatoira. Continues the Gemara explaining the next part of the Mishnah, Kol Hanechol Yom Echad, that everything that is eaten, all korbanos that are eaten for one day. Now the Pnei Moshe explains that the Gemara is medayik from the word kol, that we're adding something. The Mishnah didn't say v'hanecholun l'yom echad, that those things that are eaten for one day mitzvos nachiyala amud shachar. It's kol hanecholun l'yom echad. So what is the kol marbe? Kol hanecholun l'yom echad kachim kalim. It's marbe kachim kalim. As the Pnei Moshe explains, had it only written in the Mishnah, I would say that that's only referring to kachay kachim. We know that there are two types of karbonis. The kachay kachim are more chomer than the kachim kalim. For example, most kachim kalim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, whereas kachay kachim can only be eaten for one day and a night. A toda is an exception, although it's a kachim kalim. It can only be eaten for a day and a night. But I would have thought that the gzeira that the Chachamim made, that it should be eaten before Chatzos, was only made by Kachi Kachim. A, because it's more chomer in its dinim than Kachim Kalim. For example, Kachi Kachim can only be eaten by Kahanim, and Kachim Kalim can be eaten by all of Klal Yisrael. So I would have thought, says the Pnei Moshe, number one, since it's more chomer, the Rabbanan were only geizer chatzos by kachay kachim and not by kachim kalim. And secondly, since the whole reason is it might come lidei noiser, that is more likely to happen by kachay kachim. Because, as we mentioned, only kahanim can eat kachay kachim. So there are not so many people who eat the kachay kachim, whereas kachim kalim are eaten by all Yisrael. So the chances of a korban becoming nicer is more probable by kachay kachim than kachim kalim. So I would have thought, for these two reasons, the chumra of kachay kachim and the more likelihood that it will come lidei nicer because there's less people eating it, I would have thought that the Rabbanan only made exer by kachay kachim and not kachim kalim. So that's why the Mishnah says, kol anechol liyom echad, that it's not only the chatas and the oshim, which are kachay kachim, but even the toida, which is nechol liyom echad, but it's only kachay kalim. The Rabbanan were geizer over there, chatzos, as well. And now the Gemara explains what the reason of the Takan of Chazal was by Achilas Kachim of one day, that one should eat it before Chatzos. V'im came, as the Mishnah continues, Lama Amru Chachamim, why did the Chacham say till Chatzos? And the Mishnah says, Kedei l'harchikas adam in aveira, as the Rishami explains, im atu oimer. If you would say atchial amar shachar, you would let the person eat it until amar shachar. Who savar? He's thinking shloyal amar shachar. The way he sees the skylight, he believes that the amar shachar has not come up. It's not yet dawn, and then he starts eating the kotche kotchim or the kotche kalim nimtza oichlu mischayiv, even though it's by accident. For Mazed, it would be Chayv Chorus. He's eating Noiser. It's after his month. But here he made a mistake. But Bishoygig, he has to bring a Chatas. So it'll come out that because of his mistake, he'll be Chayv Akorban Chatas. But since you're telling him, At Chatzois, you can only eat An Chatzois. Afilu Oichel Acher Chatzois. Even if he makes a mistake, and he doesn't keep what Chazal say till Chatzois, but Einem is Chayiv. He's still not Chayv Akorban Chatas. The Rabbanan saved him from transgressing on the Aveira of Noiser by making the Geder, by making a Shmira, a Gzeira, that you have to eat it before Chatzois. Even if he errs in the Chachamim of Chatzois, it'll still come out that he's eating it way before Alois HaShachar, and he won't come to be over on the Isser of Noiser. That's why the Rabbanan, as our Chaka, said that he has to eat all these Korbanos before Chatzois and not wait till Alois. Halacha Beis. The second Mishnah of our Perek discusses Kriyishma Shel Shacharis. The Ramban tells us that the Mishnah is discussing when is the preferred earliest time for saying Kriyishma Shel Shacharis. Me'ema Saikarinus Hashma B'Shacharin. When is the earliest time that one can say Kriyishma in the morning? Answers the Mishnah, M'sheyakir Ben Tcheles Alavim, when he's able to distinguish between Tcheles, which is a blue dye that's taken from this marine creature called Chalazon, and it is used for the Tcheles of Tzitzis, so a piece of wool that has on it the dye of Tcheles, when one is able to distinguish, when one has enough light to distinguish between the white wool and the wool that's dyed with this blue color Tcheles, that is the time when a person can begin saying Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to do it a little later. Bein Tcheles Lekarten, between the blue Tcheles and the green color of Karten, which are more similar than Tcheles Lelavin. So in order to distinguish between Tcheles and Karten, between blue and green, the person will need more light. That is the earliest time that he can begin to say Kriyishma. Since it says Uvekumecha, so Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama are of the opinion that most people get up by this time when they have this amount of light, and that is why they are permitted to say Kriyishma at that time. Until when? Ad Hanetzacham, until the sphere of the sun comes above the horizon. Others have the gears of Vegoimra Ad Hanetzacham, that the latest time, according to the Tanakhama, is Netzachama, because that is when most people have gotten up, and that is when the Torah is speaking about Uvekumecha, and when you rise in the morning. V'Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. As the Charedim says, he disagrees not with the beginning Zman of Mishiyakir, but rather with the end Zman. And he says, since there are some people who still get up after Netzachama, so then it continues later than HaNetzachama. When is it till? Ad Sholosh Shoyis, until the third hour of the day. Shekein Derech B'nei Melachim Lamed B'Sholosh Shoyis, because kings, princes, they are of the nature of sleeping late, and therefore they get up at the third hour. And since some people sleep as long as the B'nei Melachim, therefore, it's still considered uvekumecha when you get up. Hakoyre mikan ve'elech, says the Mishnah, if you read after the third hour of the day, loy hifsit, you have not lost everything. You still are mekayim something of a mitzvah. Ka'odam shu kara b'tari, you're like someone who's saying the Kriyishma and he's learning Torah, he gets the schar for Torah. As the Charedim says, ve'ein loy schar k'kara b'nasa, you're not reading Kriyishma bizmanoy at the right time. However, you still have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you read Kriyishma after the right zman. Let us learn together the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil Ad HaNetzachama, because he tells us a number of Yesoidis in our Mishnah. Kachi girsas asvarim. This is the girsa that we have ad haNetzachama v'nira. Dechihechi. Ditznan le'il me'emisai karen shema ba'arvis. Upirshu kol meforshim. Dekoidim zmanu lo yotza. Ad soif de'achar kach lo yotza. In Kriya Shema of Arvis, we learned that before the Zman of Tzeisek HaChavim, you're not Yotza. And after the Zman, if it's the first Mishmar, if it's Chatzois, if it's Alois, you're also not Yotza. Hachanami, the Tani B'Shachwis, Me'emesai, Ve'ad B'Shachwis, the Kaidim L'chein, Ve'achin Lo Yotza. The same language that we use in the first Mishnah, Me'emesai, and then we go Ad, until. So just like in the first Mishnah by Arvis, before and after these manim you're not yoytza. The same thing by Shachris, before and after these manim you're not yoytza. V'Rabbi Yeshua, Paulik b'soiv zmana. He's only arguing at the end of this man, not its hanetzachama, but ad sholosh shos. Ava betchil is man aloy paulik Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is not arguing on the beginning of this man. V'chein kosov aram zalbefir sham mishnah soif shas kriya l'Rabbi Lezer ad hanetz or Rabbi Yeshua ad sholosh shos. Now. He brings a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Simcha. Harambam pirish ad va'ad b'chlal. Elo ad soif shah shalish. When it says until the third hour, it doesn't mean the beginning of the third hour. It means until the end of the third hour. In other words, the B'nai Malachim are getting up throughout the third hour, some at the beginning of the third hour, some at the end. So a person has until the end ad va'ad b'chlal, including the whole third hour. In other words, we'll have a quarter of the day. Rabbeinu Simcha pirish. V'loy ad bechlal, not including the whole third hour, ela ad chila shosh lishes, until the beginning of the third hour. Lahalocha, we paskin like the Rambam, that it's ad vad bechlal, it's the full 3 hours, it's a quarter of the day. Now, what hours are we speaking about? Not regular 60-minute hours, but rather we're speaking about what's called shozmanias. In other words, we take the daylight. And in the winter, you'll have less daylight. In the summer, you'll have more daylight. And in the winter, if there are only 10 hours of light, multiply by 60 is 600 minutes of light, and divide that by 12, which will equal 50 minutes to an hour. In the summer, when there's more than 12 hours of sunlight, then each hour of shozmanias, halachic hours, will be longer than 60 minutes. And the soif zman kriyishma is always 3 hours, meaning a quarter of the 12 hours of, let's say, in our mashal, in the winter, of 50 minutes per hour, because there's less sunlight in the winter time. So it'll be 3 of those 12 hours, a quarter of those 12 hours, each hour being of 50-minute duration. There's a fundamental machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. When do these 12 hours start and when do they end? According to the Magen Avraham, it's from Alos, dawn, until Tzeisek HaChavim, until the three stars come out. According to the Gra, it's from Hanetz, from the rising of the sphere of the sun, until Shkia, until the sphere of the sun sets.